Do you want to be inspired by other brilliant business owners? Find out how and why they set their brilliant businesses up. Discover some of the triumphs and struggles they faced along the way. If so, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Brilliant Businesses Podcast. We interview business owners to find out their story and journey as to how they set their businesses up. We believe that story is an important way of making their businesses shine, and we share those stories on this podcast. Keep building those brilliant businesses.
Good evening. Welcome to a Brilliant Businesses Podcast. My name is Nick Bryant, and I'm very pleased to be in the showroom of Aztec Flooring and Carpets with Ross Coley. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Good. Good. Thank you for asking me in. It's a great showroom here. Nice and bright. Lots of nice. So a little bit of background on Aztec Flooring and Carpets. They're a professional flooring company based in Tunbridge Wells. And they've over 25 years experience within the industry and have grown strongly as a leader in flooring in Kent. Well done. Very good.
Thank you. Let's
start off the interview, Ros, by you telling us your background and why you are doing what you're doing, how you got to where you are.
How I am here now.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of an accident, actually. I was working as an accountant. That's what I did. That was my profession before. A mixture of locally and in London.
Yeah.
And I felt like a career change, actually.
Okay.
It was really, it's a stressful career, the commuting and everything as well.
Yeah.
I had children at home. Mm. So I made the decision to stop doing that before I'd actually made a decision on what to replace it with.
Okay.
So this is our family business. My two brothers were running Aztec at the time. So I came and sat in the office doing some bookkeeping while I reevaluated.
Yeah.
And at that time, one of my brothers was offered a fantastic opportunity with another company. So made the decision to leave Aztec, leaving an opening for me. So that's what I did. I decided to come into it. So although flooring had kind of been in the family and I'd been around flooring for many years,
it
obviously the detail, the technical knowledge, I hadn't really been involved in. So it was a bit of a steep learning curve.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because even though it's a family business, and I'm sure it as a family business, a lot of you would talk shop when you're at home, perhaps, or amongst it. But actually, when you're in it and learning about, the daily goings on, it's a different story, isn't it?
It's not until you actually get into it that you realise how much you don't know,
basically,
because you're part of those conversations of how was your day and what happened and this, that and the other. But there's so much more to it.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah.
But funnily enough, I found out, I mean, it couldn't be more different than being an accountant.
Right. Yes,
really, but and when I was an accountant, I probably would have told you that I wasn't very creative and I wasn't good at anything like that. But actually, I've kind of found that in me, and I really enjoy it. I love it. I absolutely love my job.
So that was almost meant to be, wasn't it? But even sort of it's very brave to leave a job where you've got that payroll coming in. You're happy. You know that it's all stable, I guess.
Mm.
To then not know where you're going to go.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes you have to sit and evaluate, you know, is there more to life than the money?
Yeah.
And actually, it was one of my children said to me on a Wednesday, why did you go to work for so long? I think he was probably about five.
Oh, bless
him. And he said, why did you go to work for so long? And I realised I hadn't seen him since Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Because I'd been leaving the house in the morning before he was out of bed.
Yeah.
And I'd been coming home in the evening after he was back in bed. And he literally did think that I'd camped out in the office for 3 days. So then you have to kind of look at your work-life balance.
Of course. Yeah. And being an accountant, did it help? I mean, with running this business or?
So obviously I've got some experience on the business side, and I was doing the accounts for Aztec, obviously.
Yes.
Family rates.
Yeah.
So I kind of had an insight to the suppliers and that kind of thing, the costings. So I was already familiar with that within this particular business as well.
Yeah.
It was just more picking up the practical side as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, running a business, it's not my first time that I've done it, so.
Right, okay, yeah. And knowing profit and loss accounts and stuff like that, it really does help. Actually, probably it puts you in a better position, really.
It's nice to have and work with my brother as well, who is very on the practical side.
Yes.
You know, he's very technical. He's been doing it for 20 something years.
Yeah.
And so what he doesn't know about the physical fitting of the flooring is not a lot at all. And then I marry that with, this is how we need to do it and make money at the same time. Yeah. And so, you know, there's the two of us. We kind of got the best of both worlds when we come together.
Yeah, that, they always say that worked, and they just different strengths, you know, in businesses. Yeah, yeah. Have you been out installing and to get to know that?
I have not as much as I would like to.
Yeah, because that gives you really good experience.
But I have, yeah, I've watched them. And obviously we replace this flooring within the showroom at least every couple of years.
Right.
And when that's done, I'm always closely watching. But there are some other types of flooring that I haven't actually seen them lay in some situations that I'd like to go out and do, but it's finding the time for that as well.
Yeah. Too busy running the business.
Yeah.
Should we talk a little bit about the types of flooring that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so run through that with us.
Yeah, so we do the majority of flooring. We don't fit tiles, so tiling's not something we do.
Okay.
But we do the hardwood. The hard flooring types. We fit engineered wood, laminate, and then LVT, which consists of Karndean and Amteco mainly. So that's the area that we're in now. Oh, sorry. Vinyls, that's probably the hard flooring covered. Yeah. And then we obviously do carpets. Okay. We do runners, stair runners, that kind of thing, all the popular things. This here is kind of the high-end area, but it's also... I should say that there are some budget options in here as well. This is LVT is kind of what's taking over a lot of flooring
what does LVT
at the moment.
Stand for?
It stands for luxury vinyl tiles.
Okay, right.
So it's individual planks, individual tiles. There's a lot you can do with it design wise. It's waterproof, so it's suitable for every single area of the home.
Yeah.
It's just got a lot of pros to it.
Okay. Is that like the Karndean? Karndean. So what are those brands? Karndean and
Amteco.
Amteco, yes.
Yeah. We do some others as well, but they're obviously the main guys in the market.
Okay.
And we're quite we're top retailers for both of those suppliers.
Are you?
And we offer this design studio as well. So we offer bookable appointments to design the flooring with the customer as well.
Is that's what this desk is for, isn't it? You mentioned. So, I mean, I don't know if anyone can see it through the cameras, but it's a lovely sort of almost like an island.
That's it, yeah.
And then you can lay it out on there.
Beneath it, we have full size samples of every single one type of flooring that's on offer by these guys.
Yes.
And then we can literally demonstrate it in laying patterns. We quite often get interior designers, people buying kitchens, bringing in a sample of their granite worktop and a sample of this, that and the other, and we lay it out on the table and put it together with flooring. So that's good fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Because it's until you actually see it and see it sort of in a situation, then it's hard to look at it on a website. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And especially when it comes to patterns, when people, at the moment a popular type of flooring is herringbone.
Yes.
When people are trying to decide whether they want to do that or have straight planks. So it's really good to actually see it laid out in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as domestic and commercial, is it a bit of both?
So we do commercial as well. So we fit safety flooring in medical settings, schools. We do school carpets and school vinyls, that kind of thing as well. So we also do cove and cap, which is safety flooring that goes into medical settings as well. So...
Right. So stuff that goes up the side.
That's it.
The splashes and that sort of thing. And we're here in Southborough, in Tunbridge Wells. Is that an advantage because you get people walking past, or is it people come to visit you specially? Or
we do. I think we get a bit of both. Perhaps not so much footfall here in Southborough as maybe in the main town.
Yeah.
But there's free parking opposite.
Yes.
And I think we are, but we are destination based as well. I mean, if you go on to, like we've been talking about Karndean and Amteco, if you go on to either of their sites and look for a local retailer, we will come up high in that list.
Right.
Okay. And you'll be directed to us here.
That's good.
The same with some of our carpet manufacturers and our wood manufacturer. You get directed here if you're looking for their products online.
Okay. Is that because you've gained some sort of loyalty with them and you're higher up than other Karndean dealers?
Or? Yeah. Sometimes, investing in this studio obviously brings you up there. But a lot of them as well, they'll only want to work with retailers who are invested in their products. Yeah. And we have to do a lot of training to sell this as well. I mean, the fitters have to be registered to sell it. Otherwise, you invalidate your warranty. We have to be trained in the sales of the products as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, I mean, we don't sell, there, like I said, there are these and then there are some others that we sell. We won't sell something just because it's cheap
right.
and it comes under budget if we don't think it's a good product. We do have budget products as well,
yeah,
but we'll only sell the ones that we're confident are going to work.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good approach. Let's just talk a bit about who works here. So how many fitters have you got? Tell us about the team.
Yeah, so some family in there as well.
Of course, yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So obviously my brother's running the fitting side.
Yeah.
So at the moment there's him full time. There's another fitter who's actually been working for us for about 8 or 9 years,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And then my son.
Okay.
My son is who came on as an apprentice 3 years ago. So he's 3 years in. He's doing really well.
Nice.
And then on this side, there's obviously me and then again, a family friend helping me, helping me run the shop side.
Really is keeping it in the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you mention before that you're going to have some new branding soon? And we can talk about that later on in another podcast, but let's just.
Yeah, we will. So, people will see that the website is being relaunched.
Yeah.
We're going into some online sales, rugs in particular, social media will be a bit more.
So you can start updating it. Yeah.
We'll see, yeah.
This is going to be a series of podcasts we do throughout the year with Aztec Flooring. Mm-hmm. This is the first one which we're doing to really introduce Roz to the community so people can get to know you and then people can be trusted to come and see you and buy your products. So that's very exciting. So let's just go on about, I've seen your vans about out and about as well.
Yep.
The red vans, but you changed those to white and red, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so people know.
Actually, so you might not see them at the moment because we've replaced the fleet. So we were big red vans with white writing all over.
Right.
And now we're having white vans with red writing. That's what I've done with our logo on the front of the shop as well.
You've done it at the front.
Yeah, we've inverted it. So it's nice, clean, bold.
It's nice to have a change as well, isn't it? It's refreshing.
I think you need to do it every now and then. Right? You don't want to move away from your branding, obviously, because people recognise it. Lots of people have said to me, "We always see your vans around," that kind of thing.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice and fresh.
What's the best bit about the job for you, Ross? What do you like? Is it a challenge? Is it running a business? Is it that, you know, every day must be different for you?
I think it depends on which day you ask me. There are stressful days to running a business. No, I'm only joking. I think for me, it's, and again, comparing it to my old career, being an accountant, you save people money and that's great, but you don't really have a physical product to show at the end of it.
Right.
For me, I really love being part of this process where I get to meet someone at the beginning of their project when all their ideas are coming together and you're talking budget, you're talking products, and then I get to see it all the way through and I get to see what's more often than not a beautiful finished floor at the end of it, which is because it's the last in the process of any project as well. It's the finishing touches to the project. So for me, that's what I enjoy the most, is being involved in that process all the way through and getting to see the finished products.
And the smile on their faces.
Probably. Exactly.
Happy people, happy customers.
Most of the time,
Okay. I think that's pretty cool. As I said, we're going to do some more podcasts. So we'll talk about some offers and stuff you've got going on through the while.
Yep.
But if anyone wants to get in touch with Roz or any of the sales team here, then they can go via the website or just come in. You know, walk in. It's as you said, free parking across the road.
That's it. There is. Yep.
And I'm sure you'd be delighted to see some people come in and help them. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Roz. Great talking to you. Thank you for inviting
me
in. It is a lovely showroom. Lots of products to look at, so it's really good. And we'll see everyone for another podcast soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks.